Let's head out to the McLaren Health Plan phone line and talk with Janice Nolan. Janice is the Assistant Vice President of National Policy and Advocacy for the American Lung Association. Janice, how are you?
I'm doing fine, Tony. Thank you.
We appreciate having you on the program. The American Lung Association's annual State of the Air report has been released and finds that air quality improvements in the nation's most polluted cities has been very good news. Tell us about this report.
We've been doing this report for now 13 years, and one of the great joys of it is to be able to see that we've gotten cleaner air each year for the last, say, 7 or 8 years that we've done it. It's been a very big progress. The other part is that we find out that we still have a long way to go. We learn we have 127 million people who live in counties that have unhealthy air. So we're not at the end point yet, but we're headed in the right direction thanks to the Clean Air Act.
What has helped more, the Clean Air Act or the fact that manufacturing has seen such a decrease over the last decade?
Actually, it's been the Clean Air Act. When we look at the economic trends, including the GDP, including energy use, including vehicle miles traveled, including those things, we're actually seeing that as those markers have gone up, we have had much, much reduced pollution. Emissions have been going down, and it's been because we cleaned up some of those big sources like coal-fired power plants, like diesel engines and like gasoline engines, things that have really helped to reduce pollution. And I think you probably see that in Lansing. I was looking at the numbers that we were looking at, and they showed that we had really made an improvement starting about 2000, 2003, where we had some of these rules cleaning up coal-fired power plants put in place. And these are plants that are located far away from Lansing, maybe, and are blowing pollution into this area. So you can see just the whole trend line turned so that you could see huge improvement after that. And now, in our report this year, we saw Lansing for ozone getting really good grades. You got ozone, you got an A. For short-term particle pollution, you got an A. I think you got a B in one community, with one county within the area. And that's really huge improvements in particle pollution. Same thing. We're seeing A's and just one B. Really good improvement in your area, in the Lansing, greater Lansing area, because of these major pollution controls, some of which, again, kept pollution from blowing into your city and helped to clean up the pollution that was created in the city.
How about the state of Michigan? How does it rank?
Well, we don't do ranks by states. We look at the cities, at the metropolitan areas, because they can vary very significantly between them. But as a nation, we're seeing much cleaner air everywhere. Again, still, we have a problem in a lot of places, and we have a lot to do. But the good news is these cleanup measures have really taken effect, and we can truly see that we're headed in the right direction. Our concern is that condition won't continue, that there are some in Congress who would like to roll back part of the Clean Air Act, and we would like to make sure people know why this is an important law to protect.
When we look at the most polluted cities in this report, many of them are in the Midwest, many in the Ohio-Kentucky area, with a few out west in the Los Angeles area. How bad is it?
It's huge. One of the sources that's really contributing to the problem in the Midwest are these big coal-fired power plants. And as part of the reason you're seeing so many of them on there is other places have been cleaning up other things. They're still there and are still a challenge. And so we're hopeful. We've got some new standards that were put in place in this last year in 2011 that we hope are going to help the folks in the Midwest breathe even easier as we get some long-needed controls put on these plants so that they aren't spewing out just pollution that travels for hundreds of miles, and the kind of thing that you couldn't deal with in Lansing, you couldn't deal with in Michigan by itself. You need the help of this Clean Air Act and EPA to clean it up in Ohio or in Illinois or even Texas, where some evidence is that some of those plants that far away may be polluting the air in Lansing.
When I look at the map of the cleanest cities, many of those areas are in isolated, non-highly populated parts of the country. I was surprised to see not more major metropolitan areas there, so I guess we have some work to do.
We do. We all contribute a lot to pollution. We drive cars, we do activities that use electricity, for example. So it's not going to be possible unless we have some strong measures to clean it up. It's a truly public health message that we're trying to make sure people understand that this is a key thing that we have to help all of us breathe healthier air, so that because we have healthier air, we're living longer. There's been a study that found that because of cleanups put between 1980 and 2000, 5 months were added to the average life. So those are the kinds of things that we can only do with strong national efforts to clean up air pollution. And fortunately, we've had 40 years of experience to show that it actually does work.
Is there information via the American Lung Association that will tell us how many health issues are because of the air as opposed to what happens when you smoke?
Well, the American Lung Association obviously doesn't want you to smoke either. We've got information on that. But we do have on our stateoftheair.org website information on the health effects that have been identified related to air pollution. And they're pretty wide-ranging. We're talking not only things like coughing and wheezing and asthma attacks, but heart attack and even premature death. Those are all things that we have found either causally related or very strongly related to air pollution that we breathe in our community. So, yes, the American Lung Association, stateoftheair.org, that's all one word. You can go on there and find out a lot more about the health effects of air pollution.
And you believe that big polluters in Congress are trying to weaken proven clean air controls?
Yes. As a matter of fact, this week in Congress, the House of Representatives is considering a bill that was named for something related to cleaning up, reducing fuel costs. But what it really would do would be postpone EPA's ability and completely really undermine EPA's ability to set protective standards based on what it takes to protect human health. That's a core part of the Clean Air Act, looking at what are the health needs of the public and figuring out how we're going to clean up the air to get there. And they wanted to change that. It's still in Congress, still under debate, still potentially will harm our ability to continue to clean up air pollution. And so we would want to make sure that people understand how important this protection, this 40 years of effort has been to get us where we are now, and that we still have a ways to go, and we can't stop. We can't let some people who, for some reason, largely because the people who are causing the pollution are telling them they want that no more controls on what they're producing. So we definitely want people to understand what's at risk, and it's at risk this week in the House of Representatives.
Janice Nolan is the Assistant Vice President of National Policy and Advocacy for the American Lung Association. Janice, for folks who want to see the State of the Air report, where can they go?
Stateoftheair.org. Website has all that information. You can type in your zip code and find out how your community did.
Well, Janice, thanks so much for your time. Enjoy your day.
Thank you, Tony.